2. Semantic properties. Most words and morphemes in the language have their own meanings. We shall talk about the meaning of words, even though we already know that words may be composed of several morphemes. Suppose someone said, "The assassin was stopped before he got to Thwacklehurst." If the word assassin is in your mental dictionary, you know that it was some person who was prevented from murdering some important person named Thwacklehurst. Your knowledge of the meaning of assassin tells you that it was not an animal that tried to kill the man, and that Thwacklehurst was not likely to be a little old man who owned a tobacco shop. In other words, your knowledge of the meaning of assassin includes knowing that the individual to whom that word refers is human, is a murderer, and is a killer of very important people. These, then, are some of the semantic properties of the word that speakers of the language agree to. The meaning of all nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, the content words, and even some of the function words, such as with or over, can at least partially be defined by such properties, or semantic features. The same semantic property may be part of the meaning of many different words. Female is a semantic property that helps to define bitch, doe, ewe, hen, mare, vixen, actress, debutante, girl, maiden, widow, woman. The words in the last two columns are also distinguished by the semantic property human. The feature human is also found in doctor, dean, professor, bachelor, parent, baby, child. The last two of these words are also specified as young. That is, parts of the meaning of the words baby and child are that they are human and young. The meaning of a word can then be specified by indicating a plus or minus for the presence or absence of all the semantic properties that define the word, as illustrated in the following way. The same semantic property may occur in different parts of speech. Female is part of the meaning of the noun mother, of the verb breastfeed, and of the adjective pregnant. Other semantic properties are found usually in words belonging to one particular part of speech. Cause is a verbal property possessed by darken, kill, uglify, and so on. Darken, cause to become dark. Kill, cause to die. Uglify, cause to become ugly. Other semantic properties that help account for the meaning of verbs are shown in this table. Our linguistic knowledge tells us that for the most part, no two words have exactly the same meaning, and this suggests that through semantic properties, we can make finer and finer distinctions in meaning. To distinguish plod from walk, we could use the property slow, and to further distinguish stalk from plod, a property such as purposeful is needed. Evidence for the existence of semantic properties is found in some of the speech errors or slip of the tongue that we all make. Other errors result in the substitution of a word for an intended word. Consider the following word substitution errors that some speakers have actually produced. These errors, and thousands of others we and others have collected, reveal that the incorrectly substituted words are not total random substitutions, but share some semantic properties with the intended words. Hair and eyes, nose and neck, gums and tongues are all body parts or parts of the head. Young, early, and late are related to time. Dachshund and Volkswagen are both German and small. The semantic relationship between color and race, and even between alimony and rent, are rather obvious. Other speech errors are word blends, such as in the following. It is almost as if the speakers who produce these errors had the semantic properties or features of the words that would express the meaning they wished to convey and pulled out of their mental dictionaries more than one word that included some of these semantic properties and then couldn't decide between them, and so blended them together. Errors in speech thus support what we have been saying about the semantic properties of words. The meaning of a word, then, is specified in part by a set of semantic properties. Consider, for example, the word kitten. Knowing the meaning of this word means knowing that it refers to an animal, a young feline animal, and so on. The word does not specify a particular kitten. That is, the meaning of kitten does not include the size or color or age of any specific kitten, or what its name is, or where it lives, or who owns it. The meaning signifies what all kittens have in common. It defines kittenness.